Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome once again to Madame Perry Salon. I am your hostess, your spiritual advisor, your cruise director, Madame Perry, but you can call me Jen, Jennifer, JP, Perry. I'm just happy that you're listening tonight. And this is a very special show. It's a short show, but first of all, though, before I tell you why, although many people may already know why, and that's a groovy thing, too, let's talk about what's been happening and what's coming up real quickly. First of all, recently, Billy Vera, for Pete's sake, Billy Vera was here, and he's a musician, actor, writer. First time I saw him was as Pinky Carruthers in Buckaroo Banzai, but he's also was in A Blind Date and Willis, just all kinds of stuff. He has a new CD out. He also has two new books. One is called Harlem to Hollywood. That's his memoir. Also, last fall, he had a new book. He's a music historian as well, and a new book called Rip It Up, The Story of Specialty Records. So definitely check all that out. Plus, we've been having a lot of science fiction folks. We're also going to have a science fiction guy tomorrow night, Thomas Watson. He writes sci-fi, but he also writes books about astronomy. A lot of inside stuff on astronomy, but I think there's still a lot you can learn about it, too. But anyway, he's an astronomer, plant biologist, and a science fiction writer. And you might have heard him. He listened to my show about 2 months ago. It was The Futurist. It was Will Hare, a logistics expert and futurist and writer, Mary Fan, Eric Schumacher, and Thomas Watson. All of these people were on the show, so Thomas Watson was on that show as well, and he'll be here tomorrow night, and that's going to be fun. Oh, let's see. Who else do we have coming up? Alana Pratt. She's a relationship coach. She's going to talk to you about, well, how are you going to deal with your relationships, you know, with COVID-19 now, during, and after? It might be too soon to talk about after. Also, who else have we had? Let's see. We had Billy Vera, and we had Quentin Veal. We had Milton J. Davis. And, of course, last week, Kenya Colbert was my co-host all week. You know, who probably is my best friend. My partner in many adventures and misadventures, and she's got a new podcast coming out July the 4th called Wake Up Everybody. Yes, it sounds like the song by Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes. That is the theme of it. So that's going to be good, extra good. Oh, wait a minute. I think somebody's joining me here in the genie bottle, and this is going to be quick. Let's see. Come on into the genie bottle, honey. Who is it?
Are you speaking with us?
I might be.
Your clowns are here.
I was going to say, is this my favorite clown?
Yes, ma'am, it is.
I am absolutely delighted to have you here. You know what? I was going to ask you to call, but I thought it was rather short notice, and I didn't want to put pressure on you, so...
Oh, you know, we wouldn't miss this for the world. It's kind of like the premiere, so we're excited.
Kind of like it is. It's the world premiere. Yeah. So
yeah.
Let me tell you something. If you're listening, guys, these folks, they're clowns, Calico and Mr. Fiddle, and they are an absolute joy. And you tell me, you've got a steady gig coming up soon, now that people are getting out and doing things again?
Pretty much. We're looking into doing, because with the unfortunate COVID pandemic and stuff, we're finally opening back up and being able to get out and do stuff. So, yeah.
Good, good. And where can people find out? Do you have a website where people can find where you're going to be, or do they need to look on your social media?
Social media, preferably. Just type in Mystics Cirque of Illusion on Facebook, or you can find me on Facebook, Joshua Millwood.
Okay. And I will make sure that I share that all your social media on mine so that people can always find you. But you guys just came into my life like a dream. Yeah, I was had John Sprockett of The Cog is Dead was on, and you're a fan, and you saw the show, came in, and it has just been so much fun. You know, my friend Kenya, who is now your co-star, you know, we have just had so much fun, but we always talk about how sometimes we feel, well, Kenya and I believe our guardian angels are best friends, and they have fun, you know, introducing us to people and putting us in situations where we go, wow, how did this happen? So, yeah, I think that's what led you to me or led me to you. So I am just so grateful. You guys are so talented. And I understand you have happy clowns, and you also have, do you have kind of an evil set of clown personas?
Yes, we do. We have a lot of variety stuff. We've got an alternate side for the clowns, which is more or less during the holiday time, just to kind of stick to the theme for Halloween. And then towards Christmas time, we like doing stuff Victorian themed, so we have robot characters that we do too. So.
Oh, magnificent. That is great. I just, well, you guys are so talented and you're so charming, and I'm so delighted you called. You know, like I said, I was going to ask you to call and thought I shouldn't. When my husband and I had performed as a duo instead of the whole band, he used to say to me, I wish I had a USB cable from my head to yours so that you would know if I wanted to change up an arrangement. But yet, sometimes with other friends like Kenya and like you, I'll think it, and it's like we've got a USB cable that goes straight and you do the call, so this is perfect. So first of all, before we do our pilot episode, this is the world premiere of the pilot episode of Judge Madam Perry, and before that, I've got a sponsor for tonight, tomorrow night, so I want to make sure I mention them, and it is it's actually for a Kickstarter that's going to start on June 22nd, and the Kickstarter is for a project called the Belt of Orion. Now, what have we here? Well, it's a virtually indestructible vegan belt. It will not crack at the holes. It's got a 4-year guarantee. No cow has to die to give you this belt. And it's got a coated webbing, which complies with Prop 65 safety standards. you've got to go. When you go to the Kickstarter, it has the has the picture of the belt and the little things, all of the points like this, you know, like the coated webbing made in Canada, 1.5-inch wide strap, that it says decreases cow farts. You know, I don't know. It's a magical belt. But anyway, I will be playing the spot for that right now, and I'm going to put you on mute for just a moment. And Calico and Mr. All right. Fiddle, stay right where you are. Oh, and a creator helped of Orion on the show in I be here to talk about review spot.
Are you someone who typically destroys belts? Are you someone who knows that fashion doesn't have to be cruel to be cool? There's a new vegan belt coming out called the Belt of Orion that will solve these two issues. It's a high-end, virtually indestructible, animal-friendly belt from a small company called Truth Belts. A secret was discovered by the Mennonites, who use a unique man-made material for their horses' reins and harnesses because it's stronger than leather and won't crack at the holes. This material is used in the new Belt of Orion. The words love, light, and truth are engraved on the back of the buckle, which is nickel-free. Why the name Orion? Well, Orion's belt is the name of a famous star constellation that is easily recognizable because of the three stars that are arranged in a line which make up Orion's belt. The Belt of Orion will launch on Kickstarter on June 22nd of 2020. Visit Kickstarter and do a search for Belt of Orion Vegan Belt.
All right, so that'll be the belt. And again, the lady you just heard, she was this on the 22nd. And then, okay, so, wow, and let's see, Calico and Mr. Fiddle, you here? Would you rather I call you by your street name, your regular names here?
You can call us by our regular name, that's fine. And Callie is here,
okay.
She's just staying quiet, by the way.
Hi, quiet.
Huh? Hey, Callie. So I've got Callie Morrow and Joshua Millwood, and I am just so happy to have you both here. And I was talking to Callie and Joshua and told them that I'd had this idea in my head. You know, people are creating extra content and looking for things, and I've been wanting to write some radio plays anyway because I listen to a lot of them on radio classics and stuff. And so I thought, maybe we'll go ahead and start. And they, as soon as I met them, work with and Tash. Hi. So, guys, before I go ahead and play, and like I said, this is not going to be part of this show, but I wanted to do the premiere of it on this show to all of my audience, all of my listeners, because you guys have been so good to keep me going sometimes and keep me entertained. So, when we first came up with the idea, I had worked on a lot of courtroom shows, and I thought, well, that would be fun. And then you guys write all of your own material. You perform in different types of situations, whether it's like the robots for Christmas and Victorian theme, children's parties for all different, you perform it at wrestling events. You write and you create your characters.
You cut out. Are you there?
Been having a lot of storms here, so everybody's kind of cutting in and out and such. But, okay, all right. I was saying, did you have you guys create your characters for different events, and you write your own material. Is that right?
Yes, we do.
Okay, and Callie, you know, I gave you a script, but I also gave you, you know, some leeway and to ad lib where you felt it worked for you, and
yeah,
you were both just brilliant. So I think people will like this, don't you?
Yes.
Oh yeah.
All right, and then. This will be put out on a different channel, or probably a different channel on. It will be part of the Madam Perry Show, but it will be put out soon. But anyway, for the world premiere, the pilot episode of Judge Madam Perry, go ahead and give the. I'm going to go ahead and name the cast for everybody. Let's see. Of course, I'm Judge Madam Perry. My friend Kenya Colbert played the bailiff. Mr. Fiddle, one of your characters, Kelly, you were Calico. You were the husband and wife there, and you played the couple in court with your problems. We'll find out about later. Denton, my husband, played Dr. Squiggy, who was who worked for the Institute of Showbiz, of Testing for Showbiz. And Peter G., who was an animator and cartoonist, did the intro voiceover and did the credits at the end. So we're going to roll this. And are you ready? Any last words to say to people before they listen?
Grab your popcorn.
Grab your popcorn and sandwiches and stuff like that and sit back and enjoy.
Sandwiches, I like it. All right, folks, here we go. The pilot episode of
On today's episode of Judge Madam Perry, a clown couple are charging each other with infidelity, and the husband requests a DNA test on their baby.
The court will now come to order. The Honorable Judge Madam presiding.
Yeah, she's presiding, all right. She's presiding over you people and your pitiful problems. Oh, well. All rise.
Thank you, bailiff. Everyone be seated.
It's now in session. Here we go again. Let's see how long you nuts will act right today.
Bailiff, call the first case.
Your Honor, the first case is a couple of clowns who are...
Bailiff, is that any way to...
No. Your Honor, look up. Look at them. They're not just a couple. They really are a couple of clowns.
All right, okay. Okay, what brings the two of you here today? According to the petition, Calico, you believe your husband is cheating on you with some of his co-workers. And Mr. Fiddle, you have a counterclaim of infidelity and are questioning the paternity of your child. Calico, I'll start with you. Why do you believe your husband is cheating on you with his co-workers?
Well, Your Honor, I started noticing odd things like he seemed to have marks on his face like he used a wire brush on it. Then I see the bearded lady cleaning off her beard.
Honk.
It's true.
Do you two work at the same place?
Yes,
Honk.
Your Honor.
And did you confront him?
Yes, and he denied it.
Honk, 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 honk.
Don't you start. Do you know how embarrassing it is? Every time the trapeze lady walks by, your lapel flower squirts all by itself. People notice. And Judge, he's become distant at home. He spends a lot of time on the internet, and when I walk in the room, he shuts it down.
Mr. Fiddle!
Yeah, and when I checked his browser history, it's all Cirque du Freak or Cirque du Soleil?
Honk, 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 honk.
Yes, it is cheating.
Honk, 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 honk.
No,
honk, honk, honk,
don't
honk,
you
honk.
Start.
Honk, honk, honk.
Oh,
honk, 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 honk.
I don't want to hear any
order.
Honk,
honk, order in the court.
Honk, honk.
Mr. Fiddle, do you wish to respond to that?
Honk.
Okay, sure. I got in the car with Bozo, but so did me and 47 other clowns.
46 clowns? Holy moly, what does old Bozo drive? An Escalade tour bus for the hot clowns?
Right. Extra foot and leg room? Hey, bailiff, you think instead of a luggage rack on top, they have a unicycle rack?
It's always the one you least
okay.
expect.
Okay, Mr. Fiddle, your petition states that you two have a six-month-old baby, and you don't believe you are the father. Is that correct?
Honk.
You asked the court to provide a DNA test, which we did. But first, what has caused you to doubt your wife and deny that this is your child?
Whoa there, Mr. Clown. We don't put our feet on the furniture here.
Honk, 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 honk.
Could you get your big foot off the table?
Honk, 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 honk.
And what is that supposed to prove?
You can look at him and tell that's his baby.
Honk?
Oh, look at
those
little
feet.
Baby feet. So
I guess
cute.
They've got some big shoes to...
Don't you just...
Honk, 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 honk.
Yes, Mr. Fiddle?
Honk, 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 honk.
Yes, I see your big 28 triple E there. The significance of this being. And yes, we see the cute little baby feet. Okay, well, Mr. Fiddle, it is now known that matching or non-matching physical traits are not necessarily a positive indication of paternity. For that reason, we have honored your request for a DNA test to settle the matter once and for all. Big feet, little feet, sheesh. Okay, well, we asked Dr. Squiggy of the Institute of Testing for Showbiz to do the DNA test, and he has the results here today. Dr. Squiggy, are you ready to give the results?
I am, Your Honor.
Go ahead, then.
Thank you. I say thank you, Your Honor. We here at the IT for Show use our vast, I say vast, statistical database to identify the paternity index, listed as P1 in the table right here. This indicates the strength of the match of each locus or DNA location. Now, in most cases, we match these markers to each of the parents. This case, however, was quite unusual.
And why was that, Doctor?
When we first examined the P1 markers, we could not tell what the father was. But upon a closer examination of the data, instead of the expected numerical type of data indicators, we found 23 balloons, 14 tiny umbrellas, and a rubber chicken.
Meaning?
Mr. Fiddle, without a doubt, you are the father.
Well, Bailiff, it looks like we have a happy ending today. Whenever possible, the court likes to keep families together, and this family truly belongs together, and I wish you a happy life. The case is closed. Court is adjourned.
You've been listening to Judge Madam Perry, starring Madam Perry as Judge Madam Perry, and co-starring Kenya Culbert as the bailiff. Mr. Fiddle was played by Joshua Millwood, and Calico was played by Callie Morrow. The part of Dr. Squiggy was played by Denton Perry. Written and produced by Jennifer Perry and Denton Perry. Audio engineered by Denton Perry. The introduction, voiceover, and credits were done by yours truly, Peter G.